Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. U.S. farmers have had their foot on the accelerator, pushing to get their crops in the ground. Wet and cold weather was a problem for a while, but we are approaching the finish line. My farm in Illinois is all planted, with the corn up and growing and most of the soybeans. And now all we can do is pray for good crop weather. Some of our northern Midwest states have had to deal with terrible weather. Also, if you go west, drought doesn't want to let up. Let's talk about trade now. President Biden has not been in a hurry to rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership. President Trump pulled us out of that agreement, which would have improved our trade relations with many Asian countries. Japan is still urging us to rejoin. I don't know why we don't do it. Instead, President Biden launched a negotiations in Tokyo this week with 12 countries to create the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. And that agreement will include Japan, Australia, South Korea, New Zealand, Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, India, and others. The agreement is supposed to strengthen our trade ties and national security relations in that part of the world. And Taiwan is left out of the deal because they would anger China and might cause some of the members to object. The countries in the agreement want to work more closely together and deliver a positive economic impact. The details of the pact will take months, maybe a year or more. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai had this to say, and I quote, "Collectively, the trade pillars in this agreement will unlock enormous economic value," end of quote. But Robert Manning, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, has his doubts, and I quote, "No matter how they package it, IPEF is not a substitute for TPP. There is trade liberalization, but there are no tariff reductions, and unclear if any binding agreements." The Asian agreement is clearly designed to get the United States back into the region and counter China, and it is too soon to know if it will be worth the effort. We need to begin negotiating tariff reductions, especially with China. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.